In this sixth in the series of nine short ideas, I continue to explore the inspiration of the late Abraham Heschel, who was asked 10 days before he died what he would say to the youth of the world. And he said, "Remember that there is meaning beyond absurdity. Know that every deed counts, that every word has power. Above all, remember that you must build your life as if it were a work of art." Here in this sixth part, I look at the challenge of meaning and mystery. Part six, meaning and mystery. As I surveyed what I further required as a young person to find meaning beyond absurdity, I judged that the final ingredient was a sense of control. At least that was what I thought was the fourth and final piece of the jigsaw. With absurdity, as we have seen, things don't add up. Life is full of paradoxes, pointlessness, and unanswered questions. So I had naturally thought that to get beyond absurdity, I would require certainty and answers, and then I would feel like I'd regain control. But that was not the answer my 19-year-old self got, or really needed. Because in the world of reality, control is an illusion. What I discovered was the invitation to mystery. Mystery is the fourth needed ingredient. Einstein, a scientist who you would think would thrive on the idea of certainty and control in the universe, once said, "The fairest thing we can experience is the mysterious. It is the fundamental emotion which stands at the cradle of true art and true science. He who knows it not and can no longer wonder, no longer feel amazement, is as good as dead, a snuffed out candle." What I realized as I headed into the summer of international youth work and what lay beyond was that I had an invitation to begin a journey, not land at a destination. According to Einstein, the journey that I was being invited into was one of continual learning, creativity, and constantly having my eyes opened wider through awe, wonder, and amazement. The future was not a preset iron cast that my life would be poured into in some fixed, predetermined way. The future was an invitation to a dance, to a mystery. Mystery doesn't mean that it is unknowable, just unknown as far as the eye can see at this time. Mystery isn't a fundamentalist religious prescription that has every question sewn up into clear, unambiguous answers. Mystery means that there is a larger story whose inner working I am not privy to right now. I don't know how things changed within me in that January, February, March and on, but they did. To me, it was a mystery. I didn't know where studying teaching would lead, but it did lead into creative new directions. I've spent most of my life teaching, but not in schools. The future was not set in concrete in some closed system. It was a drama taking place within a vast, creative, full of possibilities universe that is bursting with mystery. Some would become revealed and some wouldn't. The meaning beyond absurdity, as poet T.S. Eliot summed it up, is that we shall not cease from exploration. But in the end, we shall arrive where we started and know the place as if for the first time. Life is a mystery that calls and invites us into a ceaseless exploration where there might not be any clear controlled ending or outcome, just a deepening of our understanding of where we were when we started out on the journey. Years later, as I turned my early 19-year-old experience into the story of the NGO Emerging Leaders, I realized that I had often caught myself thinking, "When I get to that milestone, then," or "When we secure that substantial funding, then," and I kept trying to turn beyond absurdity into a final destination. But there is wisdom, I discovered, in mystery. A wisdom that reveals that there is no there or then, some point in the future, only a continual journey. The meaning is in embracing that journey. Mystery is not an excuse to stay still, to hide from knowledge, to hide from the big and difficult questions within simplistic, formulaic, or head-in-the-sand ignorance. It is a call to wonder, to creativity, and to the mystery that will reveal some of its secrets to us in time, just as it did to Einstein. There will be many secrets that it will not yield to us. As Justine Garder, the author of the world-acclaimed novel Sophie's World, said, "If there is a God, he is not only a wizard at leaving clues behind him. More than anything, he's a master of concealment. And the world is not something that gives itself away. The heavens keep their secrets. There is little gossip among the stars."